It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 18th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is delve, spelled D-E-L-V-E. Delve is a verb that means to dig or labor with or as if with a spade. It can also mean to make a careful or detailed search for information or to examine a subject in detail. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Sign of Four by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. "My brother and I," said he, "were, as you may imagine, much excited as to the treasure which my father had spoken of. For weeks and for months we dug and delved in every part of the garden without discovering its whereabouts." We must dig deep into the English language's past to find the origins of the word delve. The verb traces back to the early Old English word delvhan, and is related to the Old High German word telban, meaning to dig. For centuries, there was only delving, no digging, because dig didn't exist until much later. It appears in early Middle English. Is the phrase dig and delve, as in the line 11-12 dig and delve from the nursery rhyme that begins 1-2 buckle my shoe, redundant? Not necessarily. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, in some local uses, dig was the term for working with a mattock, a tool similar to an adze or a pick, while delve was reserved for work done using a spade. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.